Recorded Books presents A Brighter Dawn by Leslie Gould, narrated by Stephanie Cozart and Christina Moore. To my family, past, present, and future. From Luke, chapter 1, verse 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us. From John Muir, John of the Mountains, the unpublished journals of John Muir. This grand show is eternal. It is always sunrise somewhere. The dew is never all dried at once. A shower is forever falling. Vapor is ever rising. Eternal sunrise, eternal sunset, eternal dawn and gloaming on sea and continents and islands, each in its turn as the round earth rolls. Chapter 1. Ivy Zimmerman. June 11th, 2014. Clackamas County, Oregon. As I reached the bottom of the staircase, I took off my right sandal and hurled it at the carved cuckoo that had just slipped out the door of the clock in the entryway of our log cabin. The sandal hit the side of the clock, but the cuckoo did not budge. Ivy. Gran stepped from the living room and picked up my sandal. Your mother is in the kitchen. She has a question for you. She held up the sandal. And then come talk to me, and I'll return this. Chagrined, I thought Gran was in her room, resting. I turned into the dining room and then shuffled into the kitchen, one sandal on and one sandal off. Some sort of potato and cheese casserole baked in the oven. There was a salad on the counter and a basket of rolls. Mom, who stood at the sink, was a younger version of Gran, with her blonde hair in a bun at the nape of her neck and a Mennonite prayer covering on her head. She turned toward me. What was that racket? Nothing. She shook her head. Don't hurt that cuckoo clock. You know how much your grandmother treasures it. I may have rolled my eyes. I despised the cuckoo clock. Besides being annoying, it was also kitschy, which I realized once my friend Ellen pointed it out. We need you to pick up Brenna after church. Mom dried her hands on her apron. Treva's staying home with Gran. Why aren't you and Dad going to church? There's a meeting at Eagle High that Dad needs to attend. I'm going with him. That sounded weird, but I didn't care enough to ask for more details. I'm studying for my German final with Ellen and Alec. We won't be done by 8. Mom took a step toward me, the skirt of her dress swishing against her bare legs. We need you to do this, Ivy. But I have my final to study for. I doubt you need to study for it at all. No, I do. I was horrible at languages. Mom wrinkled her nose, which meant she thought I was bluffing. Take my van. I noticed you have a low tire. Yes, and it's nearly flat now. I'm lucky I made it home. I turned away from her as if it were her fault I hadn't put air in the tire of my old Camry. All I had to do was drive up to Dad's shed and use his air compressor. Mom called after me, "We'll eat as soon as Dad gets here." I called back over my shoulder, "I'll get something at the cafe." When I reached the entryway, I grabbed my backpack and the key to Mom's van. Then I stepped into the living room. Gran turned her head toward me, but it took a moment for her eyes to focus. When they did, she smiled slightly. Come here. I took a step forward. Gran was battling an aggressive uterine cancer, and the last few months had been hard on her with surgery and then chemotherapy. She was currently doing a round of radiation and had a few sessions left. With classes and all, I hadn't been around to help much. How are you feeling? I asked. Tired today, but I'm hoping I'll be better by Saturday. I don't want to miss your graduation. It's okay if you do. It was all the-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?